I've never been more ready in my fucking life. Hey, puck, fucking start. Let's do this. That's what I'm talking about. Nice work, Alex. Nice work. Welcome, boys. It's nice to be back.
Yep.
We missed a week, right?
Yeah. We might miss another one.
Why? Where are you going, Hollywood?
I'm going to be in Pittsburgh next weekend.
Yeah, but you're coming back Sunday for the podcast.
No, I have shows Sunday.
Well, you're coming back Monday for the podcast.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah. There it is. Problem solved. We'll see you guys next week.
You said Alex looks skinny.
Did he? Doesn't he? I've been calling it, dude. Look at how slim his face is, dude. He looks sick almost.
I think you're a sucker for a shave.
No, dude. It's not that. I know he shaved, but I'm saying
I don't know if he looks skinny or not.
I think you're a sucker for someone losing 20 pounds.
Yeah, dude. He lost 20 fucking pounds. Most of it out of his face. Look at it.
The cancer's back?
No, it's probably not. I don't think it's sick. I think he's just because he's been eating right, dude. It's all that clean living.
Yeah.
No.
It's all that clean
living. Consider yourself a friend. You'd think you'd tell me when the cancer's back, but.
Well, I don't think it's back.
Yeah, well, you're here.
Yeah. Oh, you're the cancer. Oh, the cancer's back. What a fucking. Yeah, dude.
I'm a big chess guy, and I know a checkmate when I hear it.
You certainly do. How you doing, Nick? What's wrong?
Nothing, man. I'm just a little upset. Yeah.
You're a little upset about what?
I was excited to watch that Tigers game, to be honest with you. And now I just gotta talk with you jackasses.
You wouldn't be able to see it if I was sitting here, though.
I don't give a fuck about the first five innings of a baseball game. Fuck. What am I, 90 years old?
Yeah.
Listening to it on the fucking, out of a horn?
Mm-hmm.
Listening to it on vinyl out of a horn.
What am I?
Listening to old games.
What do I have to sit here turning the crank
to hear
the game?
To hear Dan Dickerson.
All I want to do is get a little fucking. I want to get a little podcast in. Let me enjoy the end.
What would your home run word be? Because Dickerson's is gone.
It'd probably be like long gone.
Yeah. Well. Okay.
Mine would be like. Ding dong, King Kong.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Just something off the wall like that.
Yeah.
Well, if he's going to do something cool, I want to think about something cool. You do. What would you do?
Whamma lamma ding dong.
See, I wouldn't.
Well, no, I got the ding dong from him, kind of. Yeah. I felt like I stole that.
Yeah, you did.
I'd be like, that's a fucking shot or something like that.
No, this would be mine. I'm coming.
No, I just make sensual noises. Like, if it was going to be Homer, I'd be like,
Wait. I got a new one.
You got a better one?
Yeah, I got a new one. My home run word would be, Daddy.
John, like when everybody thinks it's about to go out and the guy robs it, you're like, oh,
what a play.
Oh, they're blue.
What a play. God. God, that's a thumb on the hose, isn't it?
I've been watching other announcers. They don't all say the same thing.
No.
Most of them switch it up.
Yeah. I like gone.
Remember the one guy, Van something?
Winkle.
He was on Channel 4 for a little while, the blonde guy. I can't remember his name.
His first name was Van?
No, it was like something Van
Andy
something.
Andy Van Slyke?
No. Whatever, I can't remember.
Coaching staff for a while.
I can't remember his name, but he was the sports guy. He was the sports guy with Bernie Smilovich on Channel 4 for a little while. And he would call the Tiger games as well on the radio.
Yeah.
When Ernie was out or something? Or
I
was he
think
like
so.
Color for Ernie?
I think he just filled in for Ernie. Mm-hmm. But his was Goodbye Baseball, Hello Faygo.
Ooh, I like that, dude. That's good. Was he sponsored by Faygo?
I don't think so.
No, he was just that fucking good. Yeah. Like, I want to get back to this dugout and have a fucking Faygo.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Like hockey and soccer, they only got the word goal.
Yeah.
Or score.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's mostly just goal. Or score. Yeah, I guess you're right. They say score.
Well, hockey is score.
Yeah.
Goal.
But even when they say, I think announcers say goal in hockey, or do they say score?
I think they say score.
Do they? Or do they say both?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, you know what they never do is goal.
Yeah, there's never inflection.
There's never a little bit that, no, the gay inflection.
Yeah.
That's been the Smithsonian. They got it recorded. Anything that you say.
Well, not anymore. Trump took that out.
Yeah, he took out the gay parts of the Smithsonian.
You can't even. That used to be military chants, but Hegseth got rid of that too.
Did you
line
see
up,
that,
boys.
Did you see that dipshit call all those fucking generals fucking fat? Yeah. Dude, I bet you there's some generals in that room that wanted to fucking.
Were there fat ones in the
some,
room?
Some. Did you see a picture of the generals?
There were some serious stone faces in
that
motherfucker.
Not one of them looked happy about that meeting.
Dude, what, like, they said, one of the dudes said, he goes, I'll tell you, one of the things he responded after he came out, he said something to the press, and I don't remember what general it was, but he goes, this is like a saying I've heard before. He goes, respect is gained in droplets and lost in buckets.
Yeah.
And kept fucking walking. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Whoa.
And I was like, okay.
You got that from AI, though.
That's probably a ChatGPT.
Yeah, he was like, ChatGPT, what can I say right now to this report?
What would be dope as fuck? What's memorable?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, dude, none of those dudes look fucking happy.
Were any of them chubby?
Yeah, I mean, they're like 60-year-old guys.
They're like 60-year-old generals.
But
yes.
There's also like a whole bunch of jacked fucking Marines in that fucking crowd, too.
The thing is, like, a fat Army general is still muscular as fuck.
And will still toss you the fuck around.
Yeah, like, they still
you feel, like, personally attacked by this a little bit. You're like, he's still hot. He's still fuckable. And he could do great in war. He would do great.
He is a leader of men.
It's called experience.
In the bedroom, in the battlefield, whatever you want to call it.
Whatever you need it. Oh, God. I thought, there was a, I think we're cool. We're not going to get these military dudes. Like, the generals are not going to.
I don't know, man.
This motherfucker to.
I don't know.
Unless there's some rogue element that we don't know about.
I think the vast majority of the military is not going to, like, follow this fucking jackass.
Yeah.
But I think there is like a pretty decent sized amount of people that would.
Yeah.
It's I think it would be like a futile attempt at a coup. Right. But it would be an attempt.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's gonna be a military coup. I think it's gonna be one of those things where we're disregarding this specific order because it's
goes
against the order of the Constitution.
Well, no, I mean a coup doesn't have to be like sanctioned. It could just be like a rogue element of the military.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. For sure.
Like Mark Milley doesn't have to be like leading the coup. It could be like some jackass, some racist asshole who just thinks like Pete Hegseth is cool.
Yeah, and hot, right?
Yeah.
Probably dude thinks he's hot.
Yeah. He's like disappointed that he won't answer his Grindr messages.
Yeah. There was a kid that was going to be releasing Mike Johnson's Grindr profile, and apparently everyone talked him out of it. And I was like, "That just sounds like attention seeking."
I think they did actually.
Did they do it?
Yeah, I saw something on I think Blue Sky about
fucking hilarious,
like screenshots or some shit.
Why wouldn't you out that fucking clown?
Out all of them at this point. Fuck them.
Yeah, that's just fucking absurd.
If you're pro
outing somebody who's gay?
I'm pro outing a piece of shit fascist who wants to get onto an app to suck cock and then go into the fucking Congress and vote against gay rights. That's what I'm pro.
You're Antifa first, gay second.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think they're both at the core of this being.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're anti-fascist and gay equally.
Yeah,
I don't think
it's
one
like
comes before
Chappelle
the other.
Joke when he's like talking about when he saw Kramer, and he's like, my first thought was like, "Damn it, I can't believe he said that shit about it," you know. And then a second thought was like, "He's having a rough night. Dude's having a rough set. Hang in there, Kramer." I don't know. I didn't watch the whole thing. I know what the SNL clowned on him.
I don't know.
Was he real strict on the fatties?
It was like, first off, it was like a 45-minute fucking long speech.
Yeah.
For no reason.
And then Trump came up and spoke for a fucking hour. They're turning these into like these rallies. And these fucking generals were not having it.
Yeah, go like read
a book or something. As soon as they finished, someone screamed, attention! Everyone just pooped. And then as soon as Trump finished, they screamed so no one could fucking react.
Nobody cheered. Yeah.
Nobody cheered.
They were both waiting for like applause at the end, and no one made a sound. Dude.
And that's a cold fucking room, dude. That's a cold fucking room. What I don't understand is why any of our enemies didn't make an attempt to fucking blow that building up. With all our fucking top generals there.
Yeah.
Fucking dipshit. All that shit, all the grooming standard shit and all that could have been a fucking email.
They don't think like you.
Fucking dummies.
Thank God.
Thank God.
I think the only one that could have possibly... Russia and China are like the only two I think that could have possibly done it. Maybe Iran, but I doubt it.
You know who I'm thinking?
Huh?
Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Be a great opportunity. Hey, fellas, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
first thing they do is they take over the NFL teams.
Mm-hmm. And they instruct, they put in new rules, they put in Canadian football rules.
They drag
rules.
Us.
I don't think like Russia or China are really afraid of us right now though. I think they're just going to let these fucking guys gut us.
They should be. Mm. You know why?
Why? Cuz you're here.
Grit.
Oh, cuz of grit.
Grit.
They should be afraid if Dan Campbell was president.
That's what I'm saying. They would.
If Dan Campbell was president, they should be fucking pissing in their fucking leather chairs.
You ever think about how great of a state we are in for the apocalypse?
Oh, dude, so much fresh water.
You know, I think that might not be so great because everybody's going to be trying to come here.
Good luck.
Good luck. You ever seen
Build That Wall,
300?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
When they all stack up?
Mm-hmm. We're going to do that in Dowagiac.
No, around the entire border of Michigan. Mm-hmm.
We're going to do that in my hometown. We're going to build up big fucking mountains on each side. You can get through to Dowagiac, and we're going to have a whole bunch of kids there that are really in, like, it's going to be native kids, half native, half black kids.
Indians are going to come up from their burial grounds. Yeah. They're going to come up from the dead. It's going to be a whole bunch of weird white kids.
It's going to be a nightmare. It's going to be a nightmare for anyone that tries to cross that ground.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of greased up Dowagiacans.
Mm-hmm. Dowagiacans, dude. You don't want that on your conscience. You don't want that on your conscience. Mm-hmm. A whole bunch of Potawatomi Indians. Those
Armenian
dude.
Kids. Mm-hmm. Or Albanian, you know, with the J's. Sounds like a cancer institute. Dowagiac? What is it?
Dowagiac.
Mm-hmm.
Dowagiac. It's an old Native American term for fishing waters.
What's the history of Chief Pontiac? You were telling me about that earlier.
What do you mean, what was the history of him?
Why is Pontiac called Pontiac?
Because he was the main chief of, like, the God, what was he? Was he a... I can't remember what tribe he was with, but he was, like, the main chief of one of the biggest settlements in Michigan. And he was one of the main proprietors that established fur trade with different countries and all this shit. And he was also a bad motherfucker. And it was between him and Tippecanoe were the ones that like raided the British. So Chief Pontiac and Chief Tippecanoe are the ones
they fought raided. For the U.S.
They fought. No, they.
Right.
No, Pontiac was well before U.S. was even.
Yeah, they didn't fight for the U.S. They fought against the British.
They fought against the British with the
same
French.
Thing, brother. Yeah. Same thing, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, but they stayed. They stayed aligned with the French for most part, because the French were, you know, no, you guys are fine. Just fucking.
They still got the trois.
Yeah, they did the straits, bro.
Anyways,
anywho,
I don't know. Then that's weird. Like. Because wasn't it like a group of French guys that was like fucking them over in the movie Prey?
Yeah, I mean, there was probably some gnarly ass fucking beaver hunters that weren't of good moral conscience. But
they looked like they were wearing military uniforms in that fucking
movie. Well, I think they're probably indiscernible. Probably those were only the warm clothes that were available. Yeah. They might have been previous wars or something like that.
Could you imagine?
I think those were mostly fur trappers.
Could you imagine some like fucking smelly, like
huge French,
bad skin, greasy French guy?
Oh god,
coming at you with a fucking cleaver?
No fucking thanks. I hope I have a long sword or something, or a gun. That'd be great.
The fucking breath smells like frog wah and
dude,
like just
gingivitis.
Liver. Yeah,
yeah, periodontal issues. Like,
smelly cheese.
Oh god.
God, I'm like
just Limburger under his nuts.
That would have been like the worst time for me to be alive.
It would have been a rough one for you.
Cuz
you wouldn't you'd be dead by now. No. You'd have been dead at like 38.
Well, yeah, but like
because of the hygiene stuff.
Well, yeah, but like I don't want to like I'm not like fucking anybody back then cuz they just stink.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like terrible.
Yeah. Oh, you got to think you had like
it's all relative, though.
We have 10. You have 10 kids, and you're all sleeping in the same room, so you have to go fuck your wife over by the well. I'm going to fuck her on the backside of the well house and bussing her. We're going to create an 11th kid that we've had in 13 years.
You don't know what stink is, though, if you didn't grow up with that. You know?
Yeah, maybe they didn't smell the funk like we smell the funk.
I don't know, man.
Because we have so many more aroma. We have so much more aroma than
you get used to your own farts.
Yeah, dude, 100%. Like maybe he was like, I bet you'd be all right, but you'd be dead at 38.
You'd be fucking, dude.
I think I'd be dead at like 41. I'd be like dead at 41. I think you'd live to be like 67 years old.
I think Alex, the time you'd be fucking the most is back in like when they used to paint women fat around that era, whenever that is, like the romantic. Period of art.
That was all like no like fat
Because it would be really hard for you to be fucking guys. You would do it when you could, like on Christmas or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
or like Christmas Eve or the night before Thanksgiving.
You could at least squint while you're fucking these like big women.
Well, I would just join the British Army.
Yeah. Navy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot you had a weird teeth fetish too. That's strange. Well, you ever type in bad teeth into porn?
No, 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 me no, no, no. It's not bad teeth. It's no teeth.
Mm. Oh.
Not that old.
Yeah.
Really?
Have you ever had a gum job?
Who are you talking to? Of course Nick Kelly's had a gum job. Of course he's had a gum job. Tell him about it, Nick.
She used to babysit. And
then you saw her again when you were 19.
No, this actually makes me sick because I love this lady so much. Mm-hmm. She's like my only grandma. I can't even. That's why
you probably
hesitated.
Call her your Oma.
No,
or something Jenny, dumb like that.
Just Jenny.
Oh, dude, she's that's great. Such a great name.
I'd go my over there.
My buddy
and
has
like,
a kid.
What do you
has a
do?
Daughter named Virginia. They call her Jenny.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You got a Jenny. Mm-hmm. You got to do a Jenny.
Yeah.
Keith's getting mom, a little racist though. But
Keith's mom was Virginia.
Was she a Jenny?
No, they call her Verge.
Damn, dog.
She was the best.
Was she also a dude?
Got him. What was his name?
Virgil. That's the only Verges I know.
Yeah.
Now, I checked that. I know a girl that's a Verge. Besides Keith's mother.
If you could take back your son's names, what would you name
him? One would probably be...
Bronson?
No, Danger.
Yeah, I knew it. I see, I knew.
The next one would probably be like Tony.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
something.
You but know, Danger like, for sure.
Yeah, one would be definitely Danger.
What, if you could name your kids, what would you name them?
Diego Atanasio.
Kelly?
Kelly.
Or is he going to take his mom's
middle name? Middle name Atanasio.
Is he going to take his mom's name? Or is he going to take your name?
Well, if we have a daughter, it's going to be Dora, the Explorer. Mm-hmm. Kelly.
A with an A.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take my wife's name.
Nice.
Yeah.
To be more Italian.
Mm-hmm. So if I was ever going to have a family, mm-hmm. I would first legally change my name to Death Wish.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would name all my kids Death Wish. So mm-hmm. they would be like Death Wish 2. Death
oh,
Wish.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Kind of saw where that was going. It was a real George that. Foreman type thing. You know what I mean? That's George named all of his kids George.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
What a nightmare.
But mine would be Death Wish.
Yeah,
and you
cool.
legally change your name to Charles Bronson.
No, my name would legally be Death Wish.
So your first name would be Death, your last name would be Wish.
Yeah.
Okay, no Bozanovic at all.
No Bozanovic, it would be Death Wish.
Okay.
And yeah.
I'm going to do
like
the
Death
same
Wish
thing with Rocky.
The first, Death Wish the second, Death Wish the third.
It'd be tough because Rocky is just a single name.
Yeah.
Like you need
Halloween.
Because once you get the five, once you get the Rocky... Once you get to Rocky 5, it's just like Rocky, like Rocky Balboa.
And then you
got
the Creeds
that's
after
true.
That.
You're right.
Yeah.
Speaking of Halloween, I got a beef. I got a few beefs with Alex.
Let's talk about it.
You know he doesn't fucking put up. He doesn't put up lights.
Do you give
which
candy
is fine.
To kids?
No.
No.
What?
I know.
No.
Everybody hates you though. You know that.
Oh, you're hated. Just put this out. Put off the lemonade.
Not me. I wouldn't hate you for a minute.
In this political climate, you want me to have kids come into my front fucking door?
Dude, yeah. I think it would raise a lot of neighborhood cheer. But
yeah,
whatever.
I think it would...
be easy
I think
way
it would,
to shoot them.
I think it would be an easy way for some assholes over here to call me a pedophile.
Oh, damn, dog.
You really think like that?
I do, actually.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not. You're just lazy and don't want to buy candy.
No, I do. Yeah. I mean, that's part of it. But.
Well, I'll eat all the candy.
No, I don't even buy Halloween candy.
The best is when the last kid comes and you know you're about to turn that light off and you give that motherfucker the rest of the bucket.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, you have a good night. All right.
Yeah.
You have a good night. Don't worry about what your parents are doing. Don't worry about shit. I want you to have a good night. And he's like, thanks a lot, mister. Yeah. You get out of here, you little scrap.
Come on,
tussle his hair a little bit and I throw him down my steps.
Jesus. Kick the back of his knee.
Kick the back of his knee so he tumbles down my concrete steps. I'm like, get up, you little bitch. Hustle it off.
I think you should really try it. I think you'll find it endearing.
I think you'd find joy.
And, you'll have these little moments of like, oh, I just gave a kid cancer later on in life.
Yeah.
You know, I just gave him a little bit of fatness.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give out healthy.
I was going to say, dude,
healthy.
Be that guy.
Yeah.
Yes,
healthy
dude.
Treats.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Rice cakes.
And then, as soon as I turn the light off and close the door for last time, I'm like, wait, was that the batch that had razors in it?
Was that the razorous batch?
Wait, was that the razor batch or was that the good batch?
Oh, shit. Keith, taste this one.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I would.
What are you going to be for Halloween
this year?
Yeah,
probably. I'm thinking about going as Two-Face from the Batman movie.
Yes,
not the comics, the movies. I want to be Aaron Eckhart's Two-Face. So I have to lose like 60 pounds and get relatively jacked, and then find a professional makeup artist.
I was going
to
say that. I have like 3 weeks. I'm pretty sure that was CGI.
Oh, really?
I don't even think
I have to do
some. I would go with the Tommy Lee Jones version. If you think so? Yeah.
See, that's what's different between you and I.
I'm going as Yoko Ono.
Mm. Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
I'm looking for my John.
I hear you, dude.
No, Ari. I told Ari she'd be a good John. She's like, because of my nose? I'm like, no.
But yes.
I said no.
Mm-hmm. She does look exactly like John Lennon.
Sometimes when her hair's on the side. I'm like, oh, there he is over there.
Mm-hmm. What are you going as, Alex?
I'll be going as a working comedian.
He's so much fucking fun and creative. On the fly, it's so much fun.
What was my other bone to pick with him? Oh, yeah, dude. So I did your guys' show, The Smoke Show. Yeah. Thank you for asking me. John asked me. But, you know, Alex ran this show for quite a while. Mm-hmm. It was your show. Most people think that. And I asked you just a simple question. What time does it start? And you have to be so bureaucratic mm-hmm. about it and say, all these questions should be directed to John Mahar, MD, whatever.
As he is the one who is you running the show just, this evening.
It would have been easier to just say eight.
Yeah. No, it wouldn't have been because I was driving, number one. Number two, what do you expect from a communist?
Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't call you that.
Bureaucracy. That's what you expect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dude, there's an order of operations to things.
Okay.
Also, did I book you? Why are you messaging me for details?
Because I knew that it was your show.
Okay, but who booked you?
John asked me, I was thinking, since you guys are so close, that he was just like asking for you.
Because you were too busy.
I didn't know, first of all, that John ran the show at all.
Did you just check out like every week that we were talking about running the show together? Like whenever we would start talking about that, were you just like gone?
I guess so. I don't know if it was a bit or whatever. I thought it was maybe like a Sellerman bit.
Just to make John feel better that he doesn't have Sellermans anymore?
Yeah, I thought it was like a Sellerman thing.
Yeah, I get that.
Maybe.
I get that. No, I was asked last winter. No, last no, beginning of spring?
I think it was. I asked you like in June.
Did you get a letter from maybe a raven?
Mm-hmm. No, it was. I got received certified mail notarized.
Yeah, yeah.
No, yeah. From BSI Industries.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, naturally. Mm-hmm. All the way in Texas. Mm-hmm. I think we moved our home base.
No, our home base were based out of Delaware.
Thank you. Thank you. Sorry.
Yeah, there's.
Thank
there's
you. I'm
certain,
sorry.
There's certain fiscal benefits and tax benefits being located and headquartered in Delaware.
We have a research guy out in where is he at? Portland. Washington.
Well, he's. Yeah, I don't even pay attention to ask anymore because I just communicate.
Well, he's located in Detroit, Maine.
Mm-hmm. Who's that? We're talking about
our research guy.
I don't want to say his name.
Don't say his name
three times. Because he might pop up.
Mm-hmm. Don't say his name. Ian. He's not. No, don't do it. Don't do it. I'm telling you.
Ian.
Don't do it.
All right, I won't.
I wouldn't.
All right, I won't. Listen, what do you guys want to talk about?
Something different. Not this, dude. We don't want that happening.
How about those ominous skies in Washington State?
Yeah, what's the story over there, dude?
Two different wildfires.
And that's right where our boy lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Our boy stays back there.
Yeah, he sent us a video.
I know. That was gnarly, dude.
You guys talking about Ian?
God, I wish we had a soundboard. God, Ian. He's. Oh, God.
What the fuck?
He didn't come all the way through.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks for stopping by, Ian.
Oh.
Yeah, that Black was cool, holes. Man. That was cool.
Wow, he just appeared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those skies were fucking...
Did you feel the earth shake a little bit?
Yeah, every time. He was he was having like respiratory issues and shit.
Yeah, he was. He called me while I was in Omaha.
Word, because you had him too.
Asking for help.
You had him when you remember you were dealing with some shit like that from the... Fucking
wildfires.
It was like last summer when it was like real gross out. Like the air quality was all shitty and it was fucking you up.
Yeah, I think I was having some issues.
Yeah, what's he dealing with?
Well, he said a couple people that he worked with like had like some asthmatic shit, like some kind of like asthma attack or
something.
That's
not a safe place for him to live. He should probably get back to Detroit. That's not a safe place, dude. Dude, that place, what happens when the fire comes up over the hill? What's he going to do? Go potty on it? Come on. He really should. They should talk to him about having him pull that great big huge cock of his out and just spraying it all over that fire.
Well, what you do is you light the land around you.
Oh, burn it first.
And then the fire goes right by you.
Oh, I like that.
Because there's nothing to light.
Nothing to light.
Yeah.
Oh, it's wild.
I'm going to hire people to cause more fires around Ian. Mm-hmm. No matter where he moves.
Mm-hmm.
So, it, like, on the opposite mm-hmm. side, to going towards
you're
going to
be corralling him.
Yes.
Corralling him back home.
Yeah.
He ends up at InBev and fucking St. Louis, and you light a fire around St. Louis. Yeah.
You're like a border collie.
Cowboy.
You're essentially a sheepdog.
Yeah. A sheep. I'm a sheepdog anarchist. Or what's the word?
Arsonist.
Arsonist.
Sheepdog arsonist sounds like a band name.
Ooh.
It does.
We got to find exactly how hard this band's going to core.
Sheepdog arsonist. They're sheepdog Irish. Arsonist. Some of them are Irish.
Like two of the bass players definitely Irish.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And there's a synth player, and no one knows where the fuck he's from. And he does not talk to the media.
I just want to take this stage to shout out the Viagra Boys.
Yeah.
I love the Viagra Boys.
Okay.
I think that they're keeping punk rock alive.
Okay.
And I just wanted to say that.
Okay. Is that the official stance of the interns of the BSI Industries?
Yeah. I don't know about the other interns, mm-hmm. but the chief intern?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're definitely chief intern.
So, well, I mean, if you're the chief intern, then your word is the word of the intern union.
Well, I forgot that we had a military type of mindset here at BSI Industries.
Well, do you endorse or do you not endorse? Sounded like you endorsed.
Is this it's an official position. I don't fall in line.
I know you don't, but this is why I want you to be you. Me and Alex keep our trap shut on this.
Do you want me to be me, or am I going to have like a talking to after this?
Listen, we have an open door policy here at BSI Industries.
Yeah. Except during the podcast.
I have one little proto. The eye. The eye. Can we just... Let's just...
What eye?
What are you talking about?
Never mind. Nothing. I shouldn't have brought it up.
Oh, my God. This is what he does, dude.
I shouldn't have brought it up. I don't want to upset you guys. I know how you guys get.
We just want to know the position of the fucking... Of the...
Chief intern.
Of the steerage of Burt Selig Industries.
Steerage? Is that a...
We're carrying
synonym
you all.
For like
we're
a
carrying
intern?
You all. We're like... I like to consider like... BSI Industries to be like the decks of the Titanic.
Okay.
So there's like Alex is like the captain of this ship, and I'm like that fucking rich guy on the top deck. Yeah, he's like the captain of the ship, and then I'm like
wearing a hat. And
I'm the rich
shirt.
Guy that hangs out in the gym a lot, but is not doing a whole lot in the gym. He usually got a drink in his hand and a cigar.
Ian is the Smee.
Ian's the Smee, and then you and the rest of the interns are dancing like to Irish shit down in the basement, and you guys get to eat twice.
Yeah, you're drawing titties down in the lower decks.
There's some serious talent down there that I don't doubt can make it to the fucking A deck, but it's not going to be on this trip. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This transatlantic union is not going to have any fucking steerage on top deck. I don't give a fuck if this motherfucker goes down. If we smack an iceberg, I'm riding the iceberg home.
There's a lot of other ships you could think of this podcast as. You sure you want to pick?
The Titanic?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
dude,
the best one.
Indestructible.
Okay. All right.
Well, yeah, I like to think of the Titanic as this show. I like to compare this show to the Titanic because the important people survive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The women.
Mm-hmm. The hoes.
The rich.
The rich. The very intelligent.
That's true. How many people survived?
I want to say it was like 127 or something like that. 269. Was that all it was? Dang, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I should have known that because that's my password to everything.
Is it?
No.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's like two of my friends' passwords.
My password to everything is funk6969.
Oh, I like that.
Swear to God.
I like that.
Or Caldo.
Ooh.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
I made it.
Old passwords die hard, dude.
Yeah.
Old passwords die hard.
What's the best password you ever had?
Scorpio, what was it? Scorpio Dom Queen 42069.
And that was random.
Yeah, I made that for myself. No,
Scorpio,
no. Scorpio Dom Queen 42069.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, that was the corniest one I could ever think of.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that's it.
I can't really say mine because I'm still using it.
I can guess it.
Not with our followership.
I can guess it.
No, you can't.
Scorpio Sub King 69420.
Saggier the better.
Mm-hmm.
494.
Loose skin. And then loose skin with like a with an enlarged O.
Wearable skin enlarged O.
Are you watching that? Did you watch that Ed Gein game show on Netflix?
Is it out?
Yeah, it's a my house beat it already, but I didn't. I only watched pieces of it, dude. That dude's gonna win a fucking Emmy.
Ed Gein.
Yeah, no, not him. He's dead. But the guy that plays him is gonna.
Channing Tatum.
Charlie.
And the Chocolate
Hunman. Factory. Hunman. Charlie Hunman.
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 The dude from Sons of Anarchy. And he was also in. He played Percy. Fair or something. The dude that. Percy Fawcett, I think is what his name was. And he's the one that went for the Lost City of Z. He was a British, like, explorer and was looking for the Lost City of Z. And they say he may have found it, but he was probably killed by fucking tribe people. And,
you
know, he has good roles, but he's going to win a fucking Emmy for this bitch.
So
yeah, there's a scene where he cries really nice.
So I finished Alien Earth.
Oh,
fuck yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
There's going to be another season, right?
It hasn't been picked up yet, but I would assume that they're going to.
I was going to say you went down a deep dive on it to find out where they're at.
Well, I mean, I don't know. They haven't officially picked them up, but I have to assume that they're going to.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's like, you are.
That's a whole different world
now. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's amazing.
So I've seen some theories.
Have you?
You want me to throw the theories
I'd like to throw
some theories at me. It's all about Epstein.
The island that they were on is Little St. James. Mm-hmm. I
know that beach anywhere.
I forget which movie it was, but one of the movies had an alien queen in it, like a cyborg alien queen.
Okay.
And one of the theories is that Wendy is going to become that alien queen.
Ooh. Any other theories?
That was the biggest one.
That was the biggest one. Yeah. I could see that. I think that she's just going to be a like a director. She's gonna be like, these things will do whatever the fuck I want because I'm nice to them and I speak their language.
Now say that in Xenomorph.
That's Predator.
No,
pretty close, dude.
God damn it.
Why'd you interrupt me? Dude, I had a really nice thing going
this,
there.
This show is all about accuracy, okay?
Well, you just sapped your own integrity, dude. You know what? Respect is gained in droplets and lost in buckets.
Yeah, and we would have lost some buckets there if you kept doing Yautchwa, whatever the fuck those things are called, as xenomorphs.
You're a problem.
Yeah.
You're a flat out problem, dude. I'm not here for it right now.
Overall, did you like it? Yes or no?
Oh yeah, I loved it.
Loved it.
The only thing that bothered me is when I'm sick of smart kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
In shows in general.
I get it.
I can't take it when the kid is like more in tune with like emotion their emotions and like and they know about this therapy
kid, this,
and shit.
This kid can work this whole fucking laboratory by himself.
Some of the kids acting like kids. Some of those actors that were acting like kids deserve awards or whatever. Mm-hmm. They were amazing.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah, yeah.
But Wendy got a little too smart too fast for me. She was always cool. She was strange at the beginning, if you think about it. But some of them got a little too smart for me.
Yeah, I get it.
And I was sensitive to that already. Yeah. So I was waiting. I was like, don't get too smart.
Too smart, you fucking little...
Yeah,
motherfuckers.
Also, some of it makes no sense. I
didn't like how
they could like whip anybody's ass.
Yeah,
right?
Why are they karate experts? Kinda.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are they karate experts?
Sure. Because they could remember in the first episode they could like download.
Oh
shit.
Yeah, they could. They're basically
sounds like something I've seen before.
Yeah, Neo. But I.
But they couldn't do it in an instant. It took like a day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what if they put one of the little girls like dying, like cancer girls dying, body into like a black man? Are you trans at that point, or you just fucking roll with it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Play with your dick all the time.
Well, I think the consensus at the end was that they aren't actually human.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
I think the consensus was that they basically just took their consciousness and created an AI.
Yeah, they created a cybernetics.
When like we're ghosts.
I like that. Only thing I didn't like is why could those fly things melt the kids' faces?
Because they digest it from the outside.
Yeah, don't you fucking listen? God damn it, John.
They digest it. But why would they find that as a food source? It's not organic.
Because their planet didn't have organic matter, so they had to like just feed on the minerals. That's why
was that stated? Yeah, was it really?
Stated right after it happened.
No shit. I missed it apparently.
And
it
if you're gonna hop in on this conversation again,
Nick,
I suggest
you keep this up. You keep this up, brother. You're gonna get thrown off the back of the boat. You know what I'm saying? Ain't gonna be no life jackets. Ain't gonna be no fucking lifeboats. It's just gonna be you floating in the fucking Atlantic, chilly as fuck, bro.
It's gonna be, it's gonna be you in a cage with one of those like blood suckers.
If I do put a lifeboat out, I'm gonna throw a fucking tiger in it like Life of Pi. You're gonna have to live with that bitch at sea for however long it takes you to float up to fucking New York or maybe fucking India. I don't care. Wherever you end up is your fucking decision.
So Alien Earth.
Alien Earth is fucking dope.
The Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Boy genius.
Yeah.
I didn't like his arc. I was expecting some kind of like revealing thing about him. Like that he was a boy, actually. You know? Wasn't he acting like overly obnoxious? He was good.
Yeah.
No, he did have a reveal, though.
But like his dad was drunk. He came from nothing.
Well, he
killed his dad.
He made the synthetic guy. Yeah,
he made Hitman.
Yeah, he made the bald guy, and he had the bald guy kill his dad.
Yeah, spoiler? How about when Wendy froze that motherfucker? He's just fucking sitting there staring at it. I'm like, oh, I'm flicking him in the balls right now. I'm playing with his wiener.
It's like, what was that, Dumb and Dumber, when he does the speed bag?
Yeah. No, that was, I think it was like Naked Gun or something.
Was it Naked Gun?
No, it was Dumb and Dumber.
Was it Dumb and Dumber? It was a Jim Carrey movie. Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
I think it was Dumb and Dumber, though.
Bruce Almighty's got to be.
It could have been
Freeze Time?
It could have been Bruce Almighty.
No, Click. There's one where he does like a speed bag.
And then he bites nuts. It.
Yeah, then he bites it. That's
Dumb and Dumber. Or was it Ace Ventura?
Time is Frozen?
No.
Oh.
No, Nick.
Sorry.
Time is fucking
I think it was Ace Ventura. I think he like speed bags some guy's balls and he like bites it.
I'll take it. I'll buy it on Ace Ventura. Have you tried to watch Ace Ventura?
Yeah.
Garbage.
No.
Garbage does not hold up. It does not
hold up.
I'm like, oh my God. Like if my kids were like, hey dad, take us to Ace Ventura when it was coming out. I remember my dad laughing his ass off, but I watch it now and I was like, I want to fucking puke. This is fucking garbage. But you watch Cable Guy?
Yeah.
And that shit is fucking dope.
No, Cable Guy's
so fucking funny.
Yeah, Cable Guy's great.
Artsy man.
Dumb and Dumber is good too. That one,
Dumb and Dumber's fucking excellent. I think it holds up awesome.
Holds up.
I think that holds up great.
That whole line of comedy movie I think is good. Like Kingpin.
Yeah, very much so. All those Farrelly movies are good. Yeah. The other Jim Carrey movie that doesn't hold up as good The Mask.
Yeah. I've never seen The Mask.
Oh, really? There's no pins in it. Yeah, there's no pins. That's right.
Yeah, I've never seen that. And it's funny because The Mask was like a big thing on Cumtown.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, Nick used to do mask impersonations all the time.
It's smoky.
But like the way Nick does impersonations, right. So it was always about like being gay and sucking and like getting fucked in the ass or something.
Classic. What?
Never mind. I was gonna say, I want you guys to watch Terrifier 3. Please. Please. And then you can tell me to watch a movie and I will watch it. There's pins.
Okay. Is it on
Prime
or something?
Do I need to watch 1 and 2 to know what's going on?
No.
No?
Not
really. I get the gist of what happened in 1 and 2 if I watch 3?
I would. 1 is real bad, but it's good. It's amazing. It's terrifying. It's terrifying.
I think I did watch 1. That's the clown one, right?
Yeah.
I think I did watch 1.
Art the Clown.
Yeah, I think I watched 1.
Yeah. Okay.
I've already watched 2.
The opening scene of I told you guys this on the podcast, it's like it made me sick a little bit.
Really?
First time in my life.
You know what I do want to do? I want to watch all the Saws.
Yeah.
I think I've seen all of them.
Yeah, I feel like the first one's too much in my head already.
I think I've only seen like 4 of them.
Yeah.
How many are there?
There's 5.
No, you ever come up with a good Saw? What'd you do?
Well, no, I've never really
one of the best I ever saw was when the bitch had to reach her hand into a fucking box full of needles.
Yeah,
I was like, "Rrr." And then that one bitch that got frozen, they kept spraying water. I was like, "Ah, that seems terrible."
You could do one that's not like like threatening your life, but just strictly gay shit.
Yeah,
like it's got your mouth wide open and a dildo on a machine, and it's like every time, I don't know, if you can't play this song on the piano with your toes,
this is the what I would do is your hands and your feet are tied,
yes,
and your mouth is like trapped open.
Are you on your stomach?
No, you're kind of like you're like sitting in a chair.
Okay.
And like there's a key to unlock your mouth.
It's on
but it's on the base of someone's cock.
No, like the deep, like right by the ball, under,
on
the
top.
Bottom.
Like, no, on top.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like on
the... I'd go under. I think that's more...
Well, but like you got to... It's like a 9-inch cock, so you got to like deep throat the cock to get to the key.
Mm-hmm. And imagine like you just don't have the throat.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You just
that's
can't
what
do
I'm
it.
Saying.
Yeah.
You got the will.
First thing I'd hope is that that guy walks towards me. Because if I'm bound to this chair, that means I got to hop over to him.
Oh, no. I mean, if he's getting his dick sucked, he's like, he's fucking your throat.
Well, I hope he's a violent man, honestly, so I can reach. Yeah. I hope he's a violent sexual man.
I'm going to try, but I don't know if I have the leverage to push my head into him that hard.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be right. Well, I have no doubt in my mind I'd get that face lock unlocked.
You'd unlock your jaw.
No, I'd go fucking deep on that thing. I'd throat that fucker, and I just fucking, you'd hear a click, and I'd pull myself off, and then, but I'm still going to be bound to the chair, right?
Well, at that point, like, you'll have your mouth.
See, the problem is as soon as I got even close to the key,
biting that dick.
I'm biting and ripping the meat right off the bone.
No, but if it's a saw situation, as soon as you bite down, like, a guillotine's going to cut your face off or something.
Hmm.
And he'll pull out right
in time. So I got it.
Okay.
So you got your hands and your feet tied, and your mouth is clamped open, and he is wearing like a jock strap with a key that's like sticking out, but it's at the base of his cock, and it's like the lock to unlock is perfect, like lined up. Where if you deep throat it, it'll go right into the thing, and then it'll unlock one of your arms,
one of your arms as well.
Yeah, and then you got to use your arm to get out.
To fight off the sexual assault and get out?
Yeah. Well, no, you got to use your arm to finish.
He hasn't come yet.
You got to use your arm to finish him. And then you can use the cum as lube to get the other arm out.
That's cum's got to hit something like in the fair when you do the water, and it's got to hit the ding.
I'm thinking more like a Rube Goldberg type thing. The cum has to hit something that knocks a marble into something else and knocks a fucking domino.
I like that.
That's my thought.
Yeah, I like that.
I hope we're working with a shooter because I ain't that sexy. You know what I mean?
But I feel like that's too much to ask of somebody to make. You got
to
make.
I'm bound to a chair.
No, I mean like.
I'm in a saw situation. I don't think it's too much to ask this guy who's probably going to bust to fucking see if he can hit that fucking marble.
No, it's not about him because he's part of it.
Because the twist is the dick you're sucking is Jigsaw.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that would make... So he's not going to move. He's going to be fair about it.
Yeah.
He's going to stand right where it should be to hit right thing to drop the marble.
Yeah.
But it hits the domino that knocks over the deck of cards.
Yeah, and normally he's not a shooter, but because he's doing a jigsaw thing to you, he's gonna shoot.
He'll be excited.
Yeah.
Yes. This is the only thing that really gets him going. Yeah, and he's upside down.
Yeah.
Oh, he's upside down?
Yeah.
How's he upside down?
Well, because that's what he likes.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the lock is on the top of the base of his cock, so I gotta be upside down too?
No, the...
Wait,
I'm not trying to poke holes here. Maybe I just want to make sure I'm playing on the same.
No, because it still lines up, right? Like, because it's the keyhole's on your chin.
Because if I have to do a handstand and suck this motherfucker off, I'm gonna have some serious shoulder cramp.
Yeah, no. The keyhole is on your chin, so when you deep throat him, it's still lined up.
Oh, that makes so much more sense.
But the thing is, his balls are big and floppy, so like when you deep throat, they're gonna like engulf your nose and they're gonna suffocate you.
Hey, I mean, I'm going to die either way. I'd rather die suffocating than starving to death in this chair with this dude with a huge cock in front of me.
That's true.
I'd rather die with that cock in my throat. You know what I mean?
A dick wasn't made to be sucked upside down.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
It feels like that.
No.
Just from my visualizing it.
Do you have an awkward bend?
No, it just feels like it wasn't made to be sucked that way.
Mm. I don't think it was made to be sucked.
Apparently. I think it was. I think we evolved a certain dick.
Well, what about 69ing?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking
about. That's why nobody really likes it.
I know people that like it.
Yeah, when you're fucking in your teens and you try it for the first time. You know what I mean?
All the teenagers I know.
69ing is like on maybe like once a year.
All the teenagers I talk sex with about are all 69ing right now.
Oh, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's the second thing
I don't know why they're so comfortable talking to me about it. It makes me uncomfortable sometimes, but I don't want these kids to go out in the world not knowing what's what. You know what I mean? They're all 18.
Do you bring it up?
Never once.
No.
Mm-mm. I just got that face, I think. That fucking, this guy knows about human sexuality. I should probably get him involved.
You ever think about your first 69?
My love.
Smell butthole a little bit. You're a little confused.
No, hell no, dude.
You start to like get a little dizzy from the butthole smell?
No, I don't. I never experienced that.
Well, I mean, you're the one having sex with dirty ass people.
I legitimately don't remember my first 69.
If you can't smell a butthole at all, I don't want to even be around it.
You're a fucking Italian.
I said the word smell.
Yeah.
Meaning if there's no smell at none, good, bad, the ugly, then what is this? Like a robot? I need a little.
No, you do.
I need to
clean yourself before you go fuck.
Shampoos not, smell. Not body everyone, washes not, a smell. Fuckheads.
Yeah, but literally, not everyone fucks at 4:30 in the morning when we've been up all night after a day of working on like blinds.
You're right. You're right.
Like you're gonna smell a lot of butthole when you play.
I wake up in the middle of the night and I get real rapey. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I really do sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'm not even kidding. Like it's not even me.
It's a different. It's you.
Ariana said the other day. I said something about. She said. I woke up and I was like feeling on her, mm-hmm. and she said, I was like, the senator, I gotta meet the senator. And she's like, Section 5, I kept saying.
Section 5
and the senator. And I was feeling.
Well, I think you're a Manchurian candidate. Yeah, dude.
Just trying to get pussy, though. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
From your fiance.
It's not even me. I swear to God.
Yeah, it's a different you. The same me that gets up in the middle of the night and eats tortilla chips, has no idea he's doing it. My wife's like, who the fuck ate all tortilla chips? I'm like, some fucking animal, clearly. Yeah. She's like, no, bitch, you. I heard him getting ate at fucking 4 in the morning. I'm like, what? And I wake up, my mouth's all cut up. I'm like, what the fuck happened? I didn't have salsa out. Yeah. I didn't have salsa. I was just eating raw ass fucking tortilla chips.
Did I make a crock pot?
Apparently, I do it with peanut butter, too.
Oh, you do it with that? I do it with everything, too, man.
Well, every night, two things we have like are going to be a guarantee. We're going to have tortilla chips. We're going to have fucking.
I remember those days.
Me and you, if we ever had a sleepover, we'd like bump into each other in the middle of the night. Like, at the fridge and just kind of just stare into each other's eyes with that fluorescent light.
Probably say something funny.
It's like stepbrothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah.
We'll immediately become lucid if I see his eyes. If I see
you think
your
so?
Eyes, yeah, I think I'd be lucid immediately.
Will you let me dream and take, or will you take advantage of me?
I need to have multiple nights of that to see if I can get you to do my bidding, but I'd have to have multiple nights to examine you and watch while you slept to see if it was something that I could.
I don't like that.
I know. I don't. No one will. No one's going to like it. Nothing positive will happen out of it at all, period.
You just made me feel weird.
You should feel weird. This is a terrible situation.
It made me feel like when I watch a video of somebody jumping off a high cliff.
Dude, I saw a hiker in the Sechen fucking mountains. Took her safety rope off to take a selfie and slipped and fell right off the mountain.
Famous one.
Yeah, I was famous like, one. Oh no. Oh man. Even with the safety rope on, I'd be comfortable enough handing the phone to my friend in front of me and being like, hey, could you snap a picture of me real quick?
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? I don't want to take the safety rope off. That seems foolhardy. I'm gonna let you take this picture of me. Oh, cool. No problem, man. Hey, everybody stop. She wants to take a selfie. But instead, she was like, I don't want to be a bother. I'll take the safety rope off.
I'm going to guess she died.
Yeah. Dude, it was literally her yelling, wah, wah, yeah, weird language.
You watched it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. And you hear her scraping or trying to dig into the snow. Then all of a sudden, there's just a drop off and it goes. And all of the whole line of people just goes, oh.
That feeling that scares me, thinking about seeing that happen.
Dude,
somebody.
It's over at that point.
I don't like that. I don't like when people get shot in the neck, and I don't like when people fall
off mountains.
I don't like stuff like that, man.
Yeah, no,
it makes me feel.
Yeah, I think that makes you empathetic.
No, imagine being there, and you're there after it happened.
My first instinct would be like, we got to get off this mountain safely as possible.
Yeah, you'd just back up from the ledge and be like, not me.
I go, hey, everyone got their safety ropes tied up. Anyone want a selfie? All right, let's get moving.
So, when I did a beauty bar in New York a couple of years ago, Jeff Arcuri was still one of the producers, and he was telling me about how he was on a cruise once, and everybody, it was like the first day and everybody's like in the lobby still like checking in and, you know, figuring shit out. And all of a sudden, like just out of nowhere, there was just like a loud thud and everybody turned around and it was like a big ass cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 7 floors, you know what I mean? And they turned around, and it was like a kid fell from the top.
Oh, my God.
Like, somebody left luggage by the railing, and the kid climbed up it. And just, like, fell.
Damn.
John doesn't like it when it's a kid.
And that was day one of the cruise.
Oh, my God. Well, you think about it, though. If you're going to do any kind of, like, deep sea type shit, you got bait. You know what I mean?
You got chum.
You got chum water
for that fucking cut to Alex putting an umbrella in his fucking drink. What are you gonna do?
Is anyone gonna scrape Jacob off the fucking lobby? We gotta get this fucking
What are you gonna do? It happened.
Yeah, it's over. It's over. God bless you.
You're joking, but really, there's like, what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? Are you gonna have a burial at sea?
Are you gonna have a bad cruise?
Are you gonna let this ruin your vacation?
No.
No. Let it ruin the family who lost his son's vacation.
It would have kind of ruined that day for me. No, I mean,
if I saw the body, if I saw it happen, yeah, that'd be a problem.
Or heard it, no, that would ruin.
That ruined my day. But if I didn't hear it happen by that night, I'm drinking.
And by the way, this is like a when he was like a kid with his family. Like this wasn't like him working.
Did you guys drop off the family?
Huh.
Yeah, were they? I wonder if they shipped off.
They weren't bumming everybody out, were they?
They bummed everybody out the whole
trip.
They're
just crying the whole time.
The whole thing, too. You know what? There was one empty seat at every dinner. One empty seat at one table every, because they packed those places out. One empty seat, dude, and there's always a little fucking.
There's like a stand up comedian
there. There's always a little fucking like Hershey Kiss in that one spot. Uh-huh. A lot of kids get Hershey Kisses to cleanse their palate.
The bed in their cabin was just like all like stuffed animals and crosses and flowers and shit.
they had to have
it was a roadside accident.
Oh my god. They stayed at sea. Legend has it.
Yeah, legend has it. They wanted to see a burial at sea.
Well, that kid is with Davy Jones's locker.
That kid went the way of the Black Pearl, dude.
They had no room. They had to put him in the locker.
Hey, I wonder what they do if they chipped off already. That he's going to be at the first port of call. And that means the folks are getting off the first port of call. And that means you're flying back with your fucking kid to wherever you're going, or you fucking.
Well, they have a helicopter.
Wrap his ass in an American flag and throw him in the fucking water.
Well, they have a helicopter.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Well, because they have to be able to get crew back and forth.
Oh yeah, I guess.
So like they do have a helicopter usually on the boat.
I bet you the dad was like, I mean, I don't. Do we all have to leave? Do we all have to go?
Like, I mean, it wasn't even my favorite one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're seriously going to let this ruin Delilah's fucking 14th birthday?
We've talked about this for 3 years.
We saved up for two before that.
He's at the stand-up show late that night, just like, ah!
I love the Dirty Show.
Oh, man. You're good, man.
Do you do anything stateside?
Yeah. Where do you usually do it?
Where do you usually perform? I'm a performer of the seas, my friend. I only perform in maritime. I like a maritime.
If you only had one kid and that happened to you on the cruise, mm-hmm. John,
party's over. We gotta go. But if I got three kids,
No, I'm saying, would you just jump off and kill yourself? You got one kid.
I bet you that shit would run through my fucking head.
Man, he fell down.
I bet you that shit would run through my head.
I would be like, I'll jump with you.
Mm-hmm. I bet you. I guarantee that would run through my head. But I'd probably just be like, getting off this fucking boat. I need to be off this boat.
Yeah.
Like, this is a haunted boat. This is a haunted boat. Dude, we got to get the fuck back to New Jersey.
I saw somebody's car, like, reset to, like, it said the date was 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, it was just a dream. It was just a dream.
I used to read Word Up magazine, Salt and Pepper, him be up in a limousine, mm-hmm. hanging pictures on my wall.
Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall.
That's the one.
Tigers.
Yeah, let's see if we can get a score.
I got you.
Let's see if we can get a score. Face ID.
We got ourselves. Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. 0-1.
Who?
Them.
Okay. Then it's 1-0 Seattle. You don't say 0-1. You fucking 9-year-old.
Nope. 0-1.
No, it's 1-0 Seattle.
We're always first in my head.
0. What? Okay, you fucking Spaniard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Hey, 0-1. Probably even used English fucking numbers. Zero or no?
Man, I love the Tigers.
Man, you sure do. Is that why you changed over to your Tigers outfit as soon as the game was over?
I'll tell you what. We have the best football.
Is that why you're wearing your Dre Bly jersey right now?
Did you notice when they kept calling Branch Deion Branch a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
That was
Jonathan
incredible.
Vilma kept doing it. I was like, you dumb cunt. Like, Jesus Christ.
Weren't we, like, about to sign him?
Deion Branch?
No, Vilma, like, before he retired.
Yeah, like, I think, well, because he was the, I think he plays last year, he played with Anzalone when he was in.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And that are, and I think that they were both free agents at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was going to go towards retirement, but they talked about Jonathan Vilma coming here. Yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Anzalone, the great game.
Good game for Anzalone. Yeah.
You know what the best part about the Lions is? Here's the formula for a good team. It's, and correct me if I'm wrong. White O-linemen, white linebackers, and the whitest quarterback in the world.
That's, what about Derek Barnes?
He's the third. Come on. Okay. You know that.
Okay.
Don't play semantics with me. You got to have some white linebackers that don't wear sleeves. They don't wear nothing. Just the wristbands. Yeah. Just they don't even care if they scuff up their elbows.
What about Ray Lewis?
No, that was a good team. That's fine. But I'm saying if you want a traditional football team,
what about
you need
what about
black everything?
What about Lawrence Taylor?
Yeah, he was good.
Mm-hmm. What about Mike Dickerson?
Well, I didn't say any rules about the defensive line.
Those aren't defensive linemen. Those are linebackers.
Lawrence Taylor?
He was an outside linebacker.
I thought he was a DN.
No, he was an outside linebacker.
Oh.
Very rarely at his hand of the dirt, Nick.
Well, that's an antiquated way of playing football, having that big of a guy play outside linebacker.
Okay.
I would say.
Okay.
We play more Nick. We use Branch as an outside backer more.
We use him as a
whatever the fuck we want.
He's kind of a rover.
But what I'm saying is you want white.
Yeah.
White.
You want black defensive line.
I don't want
like,
one black
like Aiden Hutchinson.
That's a better way to say
it. You want a black defensive line like Aiden Hutchinson. You want a white linebacker crew like Derek Barnes. And you want to have a really white quarterback. Right? Is that what you said?
I didn't say that it had to be all black on the defensive line.
Oh.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I said hopefully black everything.
Mm-hmm.
The whitest quarterback imaginable. Mm-hmm. Culturally. Physically,
mm-hmm.
everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Patrick Mahomes.
The two middle linebackers, let me specify,
mm-hmm.
they got to be just as white. They got to have no moves when they do anything cool.
No, I think they're going to be
like Anzalone.
They got to be like black white dudes, I think.
Nope, you want them white. And then everything else, you want them like pretty much like hood black.
Okay.
On the defensive backs.
Yeah, I want the whitest quarterback like Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't. Let me remind you of the New England Patriots.
Let me remind you of two-time MVP Lamar Jackson.
So what? What does he got for it?
Two MVPs.
No, who cares?
The most valuable player two seasons.
How many Super Bowls?
Player in the league. I don't judge. I don't know. I don't judge
that's
people
all,
by team.
That's the
I'm talking about
I
individuals.
Judge.
I'm not talking about team success here. You're being real catty right now, and I don't like it. I think it's because I called you out on some of your bullshit earlier.
I just get upset when I see a black old lineman.
Dude.
You know what I mean? It's not. That's not for you.
You get upset?
I do. Dude, I think that it's a white position.
Huh.
Oh, it's a very...
yeah, you know, like white offensive lineman like Penny Sewell.
Or Penny Sewell. Yeah, or, yeah.
I count him.
Or
come on.
Yeah, or Orlando Pace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that took
Jonathan Ogden, you know, the greatest tackle of all time, Jonathan Ogden.
Refrigerator Perry, you know.
And if your defensive tackle is white.
Oh, is he a defensive lineman?
if your nose guard is white, you might as well just quit the season.
Yeah, like Mason Graham.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. God, you make some really hot points today, Nick.
Do you have any other examples?
Of what?
Anything. Everything that you've tried to shit on me about.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other examples besides the one person that you mentioned? Mason Graham, name another defensive tackle that's white. You want a big black dude that shows up to the stadium and wearing sweatpants.
A defensive tackle?
Yes.
Bubba Grenier.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know because he's not a real player.
See?
I just made him up. Thank you. But his name was Bubba. And I felt like that was
my Bubba Grenier.
Bubba Grenier. Grenier. Yeah.
Grenier. That's a pretty good fake last name
thanks,
to come
bro.
Up with last name. I would have messed it up in like
Gibberson. I mixed it with a name I heard on a Band of Brothers one time. There's a guy named Garnier.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I went Grenier.
It was like the that Family Guy scene when Peter's trying to come up with a fake name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what does he say?
He sees like a pee on somebody's plate and then somebody's like pants tear.
Mm-hmm.
And then a griffin flies by. He's like, Peter Griffin.
Peter Griffin. Fuck.
It's hard to come up with a fake name. Samuel McCollinan.
I did a bunch when I was a kid.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Seymour J. Quitaquit.
Mm. You have to just go like super plain. Jim Nelson, James Nelson, Jay Knight.
You're quick.
Yeah.
Like, is that an improv thing that you learned?
No, it's just when, like, that's when I first bought a house. I had six aliases on my fucking thing because I always lied to the cops when they asked me what my fucking name was. And I had Phil Anselmo was on there, who was a lead singer of Pantera, because I told a cop that I was Phil Anselmo when I was 17.
How do you spell that?
P-H-I-L-A-N-S-E-L-M-O.
Wow. Well, you know you have an AKA file out there right now that has that as your...
supposedly, everything got expunged when I turned 25. Because when I bought my second house, I never had any aliases on my shit.
Okay.
So that was a good thing, I thought. I was JP Friday, John Friday, Phil Anselmo, Jay Knight with an N, and Jay Knight with a K, and Jason Knight. With a K, and I think, and then it was John Maher, I think. Yeah, because my initials were JPM, so yeah. I always went J Knight. So it was like, that just fucking, it was like too fucking easy. And JP Friday was my alias when I did radio shit.
JPM.
JPM. JP Friday. JPM. J Knight.
Jaegers per minute.
Jaegers per minute.
Jaguars. Panthers.
Mountain Lions.
Mountain Lions. That's your specialty.
Yeah, my initials are pretty much just Jaguars, Panthers, and Mountain Lions. What are you looking up on your phone right now?
Tiger probably, score? Probably looking up his dates because we're at an hour.
Are we at an hour?
Yeah.
I hope he's looking up his dates. I got
Tiger's score.
I got the Blind Pig in the next Monday. I have the Blind Pig, I think, next Monday. And then the 13th. I'm doing that Farver show at Adrian. Was that fun?
Yeah, it's a fun show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's it won't be like a huge audience, but they're fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yep. What do you got?
I'm going to do a Billy Reno show out in Stanwood, Michigan this Thursday and Friday. And then I'm going to do Roast Battle. Don't Tell Grand Rapids on the 11th. Two shows.
Nice.
And then 13th, I'll be at the Blind Pig with you. 16th, Funny Dozen at the Independent.
Nice. What do you got?
I don't know the exact dates, but I'm going to be in Pittsburgh this weekend for the Midwest Queer Comedy Festival.
Hell yeah.
I'm on a lot of shows. So
what?
I will be on a show pretty much every night except the Thursday.
Nice. When you go on, are you leaving Thursday morning?
Queers treat each other well.
Yeah, they do. They do way better than us straights, that's for sure.
For real.
They support each other.
The fuck? Multiple shows? Like how many? Like five?
Like seven.
Jesus Christ, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's great. This,
that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for stopping by, boys. We appreciate it. And pickles.